Hi, everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of the Clear Side podcast, the podcast that helps you define clear and effective goals when it comes to your career progression, particularly in the data science space. My name is Christian Gomez, and I will be your host. In today's episode, we will talk about how business leaders can learn to step out of their comfort zone for achieving career goals. So, if you're ready, let's get started. We are all aware of our comfort zones, and each of us has one. The problem, however, of remaining in your comfort zone is that you will continue to do the same things you are doing now with the same results. Perhaps that is acceptable, but let's be honest. The majority of us believe that things will be better if we could do things differently, where we will gain more knowledge and be happier if we could push ourselves beyond our comfort zone. The same is true for business leaders, where stepping outside the comfort zones means something different to each. It could be about having more delegation for a manager who prefers to be in control, or more direct engagement with difficult employees for managers who prefers everyone getting along, or moving faster for the manager who prefers to have everything in order. Each of us has our own approach towards growth. The main question is, what is preventing you from taking the first step? Stepping outside of our comfort zone is, well, unpleasant. And definitely, most people don't enjoy the beginning of the process. However, there can be a simple, fast step forward breaking free of your comfort zone, and that is identifying what's holding you back. Perhaps you would like to improve your ability to provide feedback to your employees or manage conflict on your team. The next question will be, what is preventing you from changing the way you do things? This could be because of the following typical intrapersonal obstacles. Number one, competence obstacles. You think that you will do things incorrectly, poorly, or be unable to do it at all. Number two, faker syndrome. You think that everyone will recognize that you have no idea what you are doing, and will therefore not take you seriously. Number three, inauthenticity. You believe that doing certain things is not who you are. Number four, fear of the outcome. You are afraid to be in painful or difficult situations and getting off the way to do things. Number five, frustration. You feel like being forced to do things. Number six, liability. You feel that if you act in a certain way, people will dislike you. Or number seven, habit. You like being at the ease of continuing to do things the same way they have always been done, and you dislike taking the effort to change. But surely, trying or learning something new can help you grow professionally and personally. While the concept may appear frightening, the life lessons and experiences gained will far outweigh any of the fears. There are numerous ways to experiment with something new. Consider taking a Toastmaster group to overcome a fear of public speaking, signing up for a charity run, joining a network group to meet new people within or outside your industry, volunteer in your community, or serve as a mentor to someone just starting out in your profession. Any of this can be especially intimidating for those of us who were more introverted by nature. Our fears can hold us back, but having the courage to do something we never imagined we could do can help us build confidence and overcome potential career obstacles. Additionally, if you approach something new with the mindset that you are doing it solely for the experience, that can help alleviate some of the fear. By pushing the boundaries of your personal comfort zone, you may meet people you never imagined meeting. For instance, if you enroll in a mentorship program, you will have the opportunity to meet people from all the walks of life and share interesting experiences. This will assist you as well as remaining receptive and learning from others. However, comprehending the challenge is only the first step. Overcoming the obstacle is far more difficult. Our brains are still deeply wired to create narratives to explain the events that occur around us, and those narratives are frequently far removed from reality. We all have stories about ourselves. I'm terrible at math, I'm terrible at public speaking, I'm too introvert to network, and so on. Often, those stories are incorrect, or will be incorrect if we invested the time and effort necessary to address our concerns, which continue us, which confine us, and define our zone of comfort. To break free from your comfort zone when doing certain activities, consider these 12 things. 1. Recognize that it's your journey. Altering behavior is difficult and requires ongoing effort, and that work is made easier with assistance. Having a support as you apply what you have learned about more effective behavior is critical. For instance, joining me for a free one-on-one session to assess and get clarity on where you need to start and what to prepare will definitely help. 2, being early. The longer bad habits and behavioral persist, the more difficult they are to break. Usually, business leaders never break free from their early bad habits, and those habits are going to block you from finding new and creative ways to grow. No new ideas, no learning. No learning, no access to successful change. 3, recognize your obstacles. Take time to be truthful with yourself about why going out of your comfort zone makes you feel unease and what is preventing you from feeling comfortable. 4, be clear. Take time to compile a list of the benefits of improving as well as the drawbacks. What will actually happen if you plunge into it and it is fixable? For instance, what could possibly go wrong if you start networking? Is that a bad thing? Research indicates that people overestimate the negative consequences or impact of failure on them. Also, an honest assessment of the drawbacks will assist you in determining whether you are truly severe or not. 5, imagine the worst case scenario. This is a thought exercise on which you imagine you have engaged in that activity, it is completed, and something went wrong. And you are wondering, what went wrong? It is the process of narrating a failure story with the goal of comprehending the factors that contribute to that failure. This can be an excellent way to compile a list of your concerns, which will aid in your preparation. 6, make a plan. Preparation gives you control, and control alleviates anxiety in all situations. As a result, the more prepared you are, the more relaxed you will feel. Prepare both for the activity and for how you will overcome your barrier. For instance, if you have difficulty providing feedback because you dislike conflict, prepare the feedback you will provide first. Ascertain that you are prepared and prepare to speak. After that, prepare for conflict. Perhaps have a trusted colleague review the feedback to ensure it is fair and honest, but not confrontational. Then, schedule the session in a location that is convenient for you. Prepare your response in case the individual reacts negatively. 7, conduct post-assessments. After doing the activities, take the time to analyze what went well and what did not. Make a plan to improve on the thing that did not go well the first time. As previously stated, having a strategy in place to address the challenge makes them easier to overcome. 8, seek assistance. Obtaining assistance is a critical component of overcoming your comfort zone. Your support team will push you to do more than you will normally do, will see the positive in situations where you only see failure, and will offer helpful advice and support. Additionally, your support team can assist you along the way. For example, an extroverted supporter can assist an introvert in networking or expanding influence through relationship building. 9, recognizing and acknowledging success. Overcoming your fear of stepping outside your comfort zone is a significant accomplishment, and recognizing as well as acknowledging what you did well provides you with much deserved positive feedback. It is common for people to believe their comfort zone is a weakness and to downplay the things they do well in order to overcome it. Plus, accepting your successes is critical for continued progress. Number 10, take time to practice. No one likes to hear this, but the only way to overcome a comfort zone issue is to dive in. If practiced properly, it will improve your ability to perform the activities and make it more routine, which will reduce anxiety. However, prepare as described above and take advantage of every opportunity to strategize how you can perform even better the next time. Number 11, recognize and respect your emotions. Everyone experiences emotions, and they play a significant role in what we do and how we act. Feel no resentment towards them, but rather concentrate on how you can control them in order to continue expanding your barriers. Number 12, recognize that nothing will ever be easy. Some things will always be difficult, regardless of what we do. Remind yourself why they are necessary and what you hope to accomplish, and you can, at the very least, mitigate the discomfort. The comfort zone is an infinitely expandable concept. Once the newly acquired skill or behavior becomes the new normal, you will be motivated to take on a new challenge, perform increasingly difficult tasks, and acquire even more interesting skills. This increases your optimism and self-esteem even more, and thus, your comfort zone and ability to step outside expands even more, and the cycle continues. Interestingly, it has been repeatedly observed that pushing oneself beyond comfortable levels in one area of life can have a beneficial spillover effects in other areas as well, multiplying the benefits. How does stepping out of your comfort zone benefit your work and your career? In the workplace, it is easy to see how a fundamental understanding of the prescient concept underpins numerous modern theories of team development and leadership development. And there are a number of significant benefits that are, number one, gains in productivity. When the pressure is on at work, you put aside your frivolity and get on with the job at hand. Nothing, they say, concentrates the mind quite like a deadline, and they are correct. Suddenly, your brain is revved up to meet the challenge ahead, resulting in noticeable higher quality output. Second, stress management. Because our tendency is to avoid stressful situations, an unexpected difficulty can send us into a tailspin. By pushing yourself to try new things and accept uncomfortable challenges, you create positive stress that strengthens your resilience, allowing you to deal with a challenge more effectively the next time. Third, provides a new perspective. Your mind will be receptive to novel and innovative methods of accomplishing tasks. Perhaps you have an epiphany at work that solves a vexing problem or realize that a system change will significantly increase your team's output. By venturing outside your comfort zone, you can develop the creativity and confidence necessary to effect positive change. Fourth, the ripple effect. Taking a risk can have a transformative effect on your entire team. Leading from the front, you might find that you renew enthusiasm for venturing into the unknown inspires other team members to do the same. Why not tailor your team challenges to each individual, allowing them to achieve optimal anxiety and reap the benefits from themselves? What keeps you in situations and behaviors that no longer serve you is not procrastination anymore. It is the strength of ingrained habits in the world and ways of thinking about doing things. Until you are able to let go of those old outmoded habits or mindset, they will continue to hold you back and hold your growth. To remain in your comfort zone out of habit, or worse, out of irrational fear of what might lie beyond, will doom you to a life of frustration and regret. If you can accept the truth about the world and yourself, change whatever is holding you back, and move forward with a new perspective on life, you will discover that a single action allows you to break free from your self-imposed prison. There is amazing success beyond your career goals. You will see if you give it a try. I want to help professionals to have a clear path into their career progression. As a way to help you get started in your journey, I will make myself available for a 45-minute coaching session, free of charge. Follow the link below to schedule your one-on-one. And don't forget to follow the Clear Sight podcast to get updates on different discussions, on tips, advice, or coaching about data career and leadership. Connect with me on LinkedIn or my other social network. You can use the link on my profile. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode.